proposed structure, Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Herring Reach Court, approximately 568 feet north of Inlet Breeze Drive in the Bay Point subdivision. The 911 address is 23670 Herring Reach Court, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 662. There were zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return, and the applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the rear yard setback for a proposed screen porch.
Hi, good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Ken Burke, 23670 Herring Reach Court, Lewis, Delaware.
Lorraine Burke, 23670 Herring Reach Court, Lewis, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You sit there. Hi, Lorraine and I are asking for a 3-foot variance so we can build a screened-in porch on part of our existing deck. Now, the criteria for variance, the uniqueness of property, it's a small lot. Now, when we had our deck built, which we had permits for it, they went 3 foot into it, which is fine. But once we put a roof on it, it has to be 10 foot. And so we need the 10-foot setback, and that's why we are going for the 3-foot variance. The deck is already there. We're not extending it or adding on to it. So that's one of the things. Our lot backs up to common ground, so, you know, nobody can build on it, and there's a retention pond behind it. And the house was built by Ryan Builders, and at the time, Ryan didn't offer, you know, screen-in porches or a deck. As far as it should blend right in with the neighborhood, especially with the common ground. And some of our neighbors have already had variances approved for the similar projects. The variance of 3 feet will allow for a 10-foot setback to cover the screen-in porch on the existing deck, which the deck has permits when it was built. Lorraine, do you have anything to say to it?
No.
So that's it. It's pretty cut and dry.
And you also have a health situation for medical reasons that you would like this granted.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to have her talk so you can say it.
Well, it's just that the back of the house faces west, and the sun is very strong. So I've always wanted a covered porch where I can sit outside because of medical reasons. I can't be directly in the sun.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Can we check to see if there's any other variances in the neighborhood?
Were they for a porch?
Yes, some of them were for porch, some of them for...
We can see.
Yeah.
She's going to tell us.
Yeah, that one's for a rear yard.
And I do have my neighbors are here.
Okay.
On either side.
All right. We'll just...
Looks like they were all for a rear yard for some type of four-season room or screened-in porch.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation? Mm-hmm. Is there any questions from members of the board?
Right down from you is another screened-in porch from your place.
On our?
Yeah, next down, farther down, is a screened-in porch from the way it looks here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's and you're going to just go be on top of your deck?
Yes. The okay. Existing deck.
Existing deck.
Yeah, it's 14 by 10, so it's not extending.
Extending it, okay.
So it'll be in the same footprint?
Yes.
Now.
As the deck.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You have open space behind you?
Yes.
Yeah. All righty. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak? No? Just be counted, right?
Okay. Come on up, I'll swear in, and then you can speak, sir. State your name and address for the record.
Gerald Riebel, 23668 Herring Reach Court, Lewis, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm one of Ken and Lorraine's neighbors next door. We had our porch and stuff put on, but we didn't need the variance. But to my view, it will not, take away views or make anything difficult for anybody to see. So I just want to affirm that I agree with the allowing the application.
Okay.
That's
thank
all.
You.
Thank you.
State your name and address for the record.
Daniel DiLoretto, 23672 Herring Reach Court. I'm his neighbor to the south.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I would just like to reaffirm what my neighbor had said. I don't see any problem with this particular variance.
Okay.
And I think that it's not going to take away from the neighborhood.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Okay. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Sir, you made a very good packet.
Thank you.
You did your homework.
Ms. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12379 for Kenneth and Lorraine Burke for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record for the following reasons. I believe it is a small lot. I believe it was not, their difficulty was not created by the applicant.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Next case, please.
The next case is